Hello. Today, I will address a popular question that's in the minds of many people. Why is the U.S. involved in the Israel-Palestine war? In fact, why has the U.S. been involved in almost all the wars around the world over the last few decades? Before this Gaza war, the U.S. was involved in the Ukraine-Russia war. Before that, it was a decade-long war in Syria. Before that, there were wars on Libya, Yemen, and Somalia. And then the war on Iraq, 2 decades of war on Afghanistan, war on Serbia, the first war on Iraq, the first war in Afghanistan, Vietnam War, Korean War, and wars against so many Latin American countries. It goes on and on. But why? Because the United States of America is a perfect country, and it wants to spread its perfectness to the rest of the world. In fact, since World War II, the US has bombed 40 countries to teach them the benefits of freedom and democracy. Just look at the polls in the US. 73% of Americans are very happy with the direction the country is going. More impressive are the approval ratings of US Congress and the President, which are always above 90%. In the most recent poll, 95% of Americans approve Biden's performance. The reason is that there's no corruption in American politics. The politicians, billionaires on Wall Street, and the CEOs of major companies go to this place called the Epstein Island to analyze the problems in America and the world. That island, by the way, is named after a respectable American named Jeffrey Epstein, who died recently. In that island, America's elites come up with the optimal solution for all the problems. That's why the country is so rich. They have whopping $33 trillion of debt, and it's going up by $2 to $3 trillion a year. But that's a sign of true wealth. If you are rich, you can borrow more. Half of all Americans are broke. They own like 1% of the nation's wealth and live from paycheck to paycheck. But that's the beauty of the American system. This situation creates the incentive to work hard and innovate to make America great. There are no homeless people in America. Have you seen the streets and the cities? No homelessness, just beautiful. How about the infrastructure? Oh my God, thousands of miles of bullet trains, world-class subways that are clean and safe. And if you look at the airport, wow, this is how the airports in the rest of the world will look like 30 or 40 years from now. If you fly into New York, you can take a magnetically levitated train from the JFK airport to Manhattan. It just takes like 7 minutes. Where else can you find this? Shanghai? Nope. And look how healthy Americans are. It's because all the food companies make the healthiest food for the cheapest price possible. No GMOs, no pesticides, no chemicals, no added sugar, just organic food that tastes amazing and is so nutritious. That's why 75% of Americans could be models on the cover of sports magazines. They have flat stomach, like the men have big muscles, the women are skinny and gorgeous. And then you look at the mental health. Americans are the happiest people on earth. It's not like some other country, which is number one in taking antidepressants and other psychotropic medication. Americans are so happy that they don't need alcohol or drugs like fentanyl, cocaine, and meth to be happy. They're just wholesome happy. And the country is so safe. You know why? Because they have capitalism and they respect property rights. It's not like the communist China, which has no concept of property rights. In Beijing, people just go into stores, steal goods like clothes and smartphones, and casually walk away. And it happens in broad daylight, and nobody does anything. That kind of stuff would never happen in America. This is also why the prisons are empty in America, which is the land of law and order. Finally, education. Okay, Americans are wealthy, healthy, happy, and finally, smart. American kids consistently rank number one in the world in math, science, and reading. And if you look at the American television, they have 2 hours of world news programs every day. So tens of millions of Americans get to learn everything that's happening around the world. It's not like other countries where people spend 20 hours a week on sports or degenerate TV programs. Americans know geopolitics. They know history, geography, philosophy, logic, science, sociology, psychology, just amazing people. And you know that by interacting with Americans on social media. Your first impression is, oh my God, you're like my role model. You Americans are so freaking smart. So these are the reasons why America engages in perpetual wars around the world. Because they're so happy at home that they want to spread their happiness to the rest of the world. The end.